You can't depend on, can't never pin them down. And when they're mostly needed, well, they just hang around. And when it comes to standing up, they change color like a lizard. Folks like that ain't got a heart, they got a thumping gizzard.
Lord help.
Back in Bible times, the Lord had him a system going. He opened season and mowed them down. He let his colors be a showing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if and we had us a system like that, open season and mow them down, it'd thin them out and they'd be a reason why they hang around.
Yeah.
Somebody said, now, preacher, you're a sounding mighty hard. Well, don't blame me, you knucklehead. I learned it from the Lord.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 21:18. I hope you're in the mood. Just neighbor, go and read it. It's sure to do you good. Now this scripture that I give you deals for the rebellious son. Mm-hmm. They stoned him to death back in them days. You think you can top that one?
Oh boy.
So don't look wall-eyed at me if I'm a sounding heart.
Yeah.
Just neighbor, go and read it. I learned it from the Lord.
Learned it from the Lord.
Now here's a girl put on her blouse, no sense of decency to arouse, but she sure did forget her skirt. If it turned cold, she sure would hurt. Then here's a girl with a tawny thatch. She looks like she's been through a kookaburra patch.
Right.
Another married a right nice feller. She looked like she's had hers hung in a corn sheller. Mm-hmm. And all that pudding on their eyes, they keep me in a constant state of surprise. I sure am puzzled at all their tricks and the money they spend on them are cosmetics.
Yeah.
Now I'll tell you something, and you know I'm fair. It's about this business of people's hair.
Tell us about it.
The blacks are trying to straighten theirs. The whites are trying to kink their hairs. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever satisfied. Just think, and you'll know that I've not lied. Now they have it cut split level. It's just another trick of the devil. If they don't chop it off, they pile it up high like a hornet's nest reaching for the sky. I was talking about it with Uncle Percy. He threw up his hands and said, Lord, have mercy. Well, I guess we'll just have to leave it there and just put up with this messed up hair.
Hallelujah. Amen. Give all our visitors a good hand this morning. Amen. All those that have come back, praise God. Great to have you in the house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me read to you a few scriptures. Maybe I'll start in Psalms 78 and 9. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle, and kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Smith didn't have any idea. He got here late. He didn't know what I was going to preach. Amen. And here it goes. Praise God. Jeremiah 48 and 10. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. In this Thompson Chain Reference Bible, it has a marginal reading, it says, of the Lord negligently.
Yes. Oh, God.
Amen. Oh, that puts a kind of a clearer light. Well, that's what he intended to say all along, but we understand that a little bit clearer, don't we? Amen. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord negligently. Uh-oh. Cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Do you hear that, preachers? Amen. Amen. I mean, the pulpits are full of preachers today that have nothing but a positive message. Amen. Hallelujah. And the congregation full of sinners. Amen. Praise God. Cursed be he that keepeth, amen, that keepeth back his sword from blood. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2, therefore we ought, first verse, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels are steadfast, and every transgression, disobedience, received a just recompense or reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Amen. Maybe it's a good time to announce we're having a board meeting tonight, 5 o'clock. Amen. Hallelujah. I like to talk for a little while. I'll hold you too long. Never hold you too long. I don't think. Too long for some, maybe, but not very long minute-wise. Amen. So give me a few minutes, and I'd like to talk about the curse of neglect. Amen. If you don't like to write all that down, Billy, just put neglect. Amen. The curse of neglect. Amen. He said, first off, the scripture I read last was Hebrews 2 and 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? We read in the newspapers repeatedly and heard the neighbors talk about it. Down in Cincinnati, we heard it blasted on the radio and heard it neighbors giving their opinion about it time after time after time this week. About 3 children that were burned to death in a building in Cincinnati after their father drank a whole bottle of liquor and went to sleep on the couch. And while he was sleeping, the house caught on. They caught it on fire. They were shooting his fireworks out of the upstairs window and caught the house on fire and killed all 3 of the children. Amen. And they was wanting to send the father to prison. I thought, I wish they'd make up their mind. They send you to prison if you whip the kids, and they send you to prison if you don't correct the kids. I wish they'd make up their mind which way what did you call that bunch that's always suing Brother Richard? ACLU, yeah. Amen. I wish that bunch would make up their mind. They don't know which side of the fence to land on. They're just looking for publicity. That's all they care about. They're not caring about anything good. They're not caring about doing anything good. They're not caring about helping anybody. They're just looking for publicity. Amen. But those 3 children burned to death in that fire because of neglect. Amen. And one neighbor said they ought to be sent to prison. Amen. Well, who? The father or the children? What if the father had got burned up? Amen. Also. Amen. What if the father and mother? They left town, incidentally. Amen. There was so much adverse publicity about it, they left town. They can't find them. Amen. Well, the children were upstairs neglected and setting off fireworks and burned the house down, and fire in that case was caused by neglect. Amen. Praise God. There was no escape. There's a fire that burns higher, however. Amen. To
today, a fire that reaches at the feet of every man that's not saved. I mean, the Bible said, hell from beneath is moved to meet thee at thy coming. Isaiah said, hell hath enlarged herself. Amen. If hell is enlarging itself, amen, underneath our feet, the crust of the earth in some places must be becoming thinner, because hell is down here. Amen. Hell beneath. My God, the earth is a molten inferno of fire. And down toward the center of the earth, where gravity no longer pulls, is a bottomless pit. That's where the devil and his angels are going to. That's where, amen, there's no direction but up. Amen. No down anymore. There's no bottom to it. Just a pit. Amen. Somewhere in the center of this very globe, the souls of men, some of them are going to find their eternal destiny in a lake that burns with fire and brimstone. And how shall we escape this morning if we neglect so great a salvation? Amen. Oh God, it's a terrible thing to neglect salvation, because hell is a terrible place. I looked at the inside of Jeff and Mary's house yesterday and smelt the smell of smoke, some 50,000-75,000 worth of damage inside the house. Everything contaminated and still smells like smoke. Amen. Sister Collins brought Jeff's guitars home with her, and our house, one little corner of it smells like smoke. Amen. I smelt that. I thought what a miracle it was that the three Hebrew children went through the fire furnace and didn't even come out with a smell of smoke on them. Praise God. Amen. I tell you what, they had their praying done. They had their work done before God. They had not neglected. Amen. Therefore, they didn't bend. They didn't bow. And praise God, they couldn't even burn them. Amen. I thought, as I looked at the melted front of the refrigerator and stove and some of the appliances, amen, that was just a short earthly fire. But what is hell going to be? Amen. What is eternal, everlasting hell going to be? Peter said the elements will melt with a fervent heat. Amen. And the heavens are even going to catch on fire. Everything that you can see and know today is destined for the fire. Yes. That beautiful $250,000 home, amen, is destined for the fire. Yes, amen. That beautiful garden, that beautiful garage, that beautiful automobile of yours, everything that you've piled up in this world is destined for the fire. Amen. The heavens are even going to catch on fire. Amen. And there'll be no escape, no way out, short of all time salvation by the blood. The Bible teaches us that there's no escape if we neglect. Amen. The psalmist said, the inheritance of the wicked shall be, amen, and in a burning lake, an unquenchable fire. Amen. A horrible tempest. Amen. My God, a horrible tempest. Sometimes a hurricane can reach the speed of 200 mile an hour wind. They've been known to be clocked at even 250 miles an hour. Amen. Then let something catch on fire, blown by a horrible tempest. Amen. A terrible lake burned, blown by a horrible tempest. Amen. You can take oxygen and acetylene torch and melt steel. That's how they do a lot of the cutting. Amen. Today in a lot of places, in industry, body work, sometimes mechanic work. Amen. The shortcut is to grab the oxygen and the acetylene torch. Amen. And cut it with oxygen. They quit using pure oxygen in our space program because it was too volatile after they burned up 3 astronauts. Amen. And lost them. They quit using pure oxygen. There's one problem about pure oxygen. When a fire gets started, a spike nail will burn in a pure oxygen atmosphere. Amen. I want you to know that there's nothing that will escape the fire of the future. There is nothing that will escape the fires of hell short of the blood. Nothing, praise God, could help Israel escape the judgments of Egypt of the firstborn except the blood on the doorpost and the blood on the lintel splashed after being dipped in hyssop. Amen. We can't neglect the blood and escape the flames of hell. Amen. Praise God. The altar is open any time this morning for anybody. Amen. If I come and I profess to be a Christian, they'll think I'm backslid. Amen. They probably already know it. You don't fool nobody very long. Somebody already knows it. Amen. Be better just to confess up. Praise God and come clean with God. Amen. And let God wash away your sins. There's no escape for neglect of salvation. Hey, pardon the vernacular. Amen. But God's made a way of escape if we'll take it this morning. It's salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Then I'd like to talk about neglect after salvation. Amen. Neglect of God's work. Hey, if you're a new convert, God didn't save you to sit down by the river, do nothing, and fold your hands. God didn't save you to come to church once a month, amen, and to rock into heaven on the flowery beds of ease. Hallelujah. The reason God didn't rapture us straight out of the altar is because He needs workers in the vineyard of the Lord. Amen. I mean, if you're saved, you need to come back to the altar and help pray somebody else through. You don't care if anybody else goes to heaven or not, I doubt if you're saved yourself. You don't care if anybody else goes to heaven or not, I doubt if you know the Lord much about heaven, much about eternity yourself. Amen. If you have escaped the fire, amen, my goodness, that cat gained worldwide fame because she went back into the flames time after time and carried her kittens out. Her paws was burned, her eyes were seared over. They thought she might not even recover, amen, but 1,000 people stood in line to adopt her kittens. They were pulled out of the fire. That's the business of the church, the first business of the church. Just to pull somebody out of the fire. Amen. And salvation is the only way. We need to help propagate it. We need to help send it. We need to stand behind it. We need to give it our moral support. We need to give it our financial support. We need to give it our physical support. There's a lot of work to do to win souls. We need men and women of prayer, and thank God we got some godly praying people at the Highway of Holiness Church. We need a ministry of prayer, and thank God we have it. Amen. I thought my doves was gone out of my windowsill, but every time I go to pray, I don't know, it must be the way I pray, the tone of voice I use in that room. Amen. Here they come. They'll sit on my windowsill and coo. Amen. If you want the Holy Spirit of God to come to you, amen, we need to pray. We want a refilling of the Spirit of God and heaven's dove to settle down on us. Praise God. We need to find an altar prayer. Praise God. As I lay on my face before God and call names of those backslid, amen, that dove on my windowsill echoed the feelings of my broken heart. My heart is crying this morning for those that have gone back. My heart is broken this morning for those that are gone back. I can't hardly preach and make sense sometimes because of those, amen, that have gone back. Sons and daughters that once shouted the victory here in the church, praise God. Oh, how shall we escape if we neglect so salvation? And how shall any more escape if we neglect our work as a Christian, as a child of God? Amen. So I like to talk about neglect after salvation. It said the children of Israel being armed and carrying bows turned back in the day of battle. It is a disaster, and I know several that have been educated and graduated from Bible school that are backslid today because they didn't use it. They were armed. They had the Word of God in them. They had the bow. Amen. They had their arrows sharpened. But they shrank from the fight. Amen. One preacher told me several years ago, having physical trouble and trouble with his nerves, he said, I told my wife, I'm tired of fighting. But soldiers can't never afford to get tired of fighting. Soldiers can't never admit it, even if they do. Soldiers can't flee in the day of battle, even though they're afraid. They must look like they're brave. And out of a sense of duty, carry on. But many Christians are like the black boy that was in the army in the Korean War that Vince Wilson told about. Amen. And the commander gave the command to advance. And this black soldier passed him going the opposite direction. He said, young man, I gave the command to advance. And he said, yes, sir. I was advancing to the rear. There's a lot of Christians this morning, amen, that are running from the fight. Praise God. Hey, we got to buckle down. Amen. Ain't no way to have glory if you run from the fight. Praise God. The glory of victory will never be known if we've got a bunch of turncoats. Amen. We must go forward. Amen. God didn't give you that prayer base, that Bible base, that teaching. Amen. For nothing. Amen. It has been said, I was raised in a Christian home. All my decisions were made for me all my life. I never got to make it. My mama made me go to church. My daddy made us go to church. Amen. They made us do this and they made us do that and they made us do right. Well, thank God for it. Praise God for parents like that. But they said, now I want to do as I please. With all that Bible knowledge from Sunday school on up. Amen. Raised in a home of prayer, they're willing to throw it all away for a few minutes of looking at the other side. Hey, amen. We can't compete with a multi-billion dollar motion picture industry. Amen. No, I can't parade some of the most beautiful, handsome, talented people in front of you. Amen. And in front of false fronts and put on a show that would satisfy you like they can. Amen. All I have is good old, honest to God, wholesome, old-time religion and going to church and having camp meeting and letting the Holy Ghost have its way. Amen. I don't even aim to try to compete with the false fronts and the multi-billion dollar expenditures of the motion picture industries and the TV industries. Amen. I told you that America's afflicted with three diseases, NBC, ABC, and CBS. And I don't mean this one over here neither. Amen. But let me add one more to you. Amen. TBN. Amen. Great God, amen. I ventured into their services one night and I caught the spirit immediately of the carryings on in a church nearby. Amen. It was going out over nationwide, worldwide TV. I run out of there so fast I was scared to death that somebody would see me in there and recognize me. Amen. I want to tell you, most of that junk, amen, is not for Christians that know the reality of God to even fool with. We may not be able to compete with their TV towers and their satellite, but so what? I'd rather have one honest to God meal than to try to eat what's coming over the silver screen. Sprinkle you some sugar on it. Put you some salt and pepper on it. Amen. Try to eat them cornflakes they're advertising. Try to eat them tater chips on the TV. Amen. No, you can't eat them. Amen. They haven't got any. They want you to go buy their wares. Amen. Oh, God, help us this morning. Praise God. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Amen. We can't neglect God's work. Amen. Jeremiah said, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord with negligence. Amen. Jeremiah 48 and 10. Amen. I've seen many folks around church. They enjoyed the name of the office, but they wouldn't do any work. You never seen them in any work detail. Amen. You couldn't pry them out of their easy chair to do some honest to God work around the house of God. Amen. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord with negligence. Amen. Oh, they had the ability to bring judgment on Edom. Amen. And God expected them to. They had the sword. They had the calling. They had the prophet's commission. Amen. But they didn't go. And so Jeremiah pronounces a curse upon those who should have been enjoying the victory of conquest. Amen. We have the Word of God. We have the sword of the Spirit. Amen. Hey, let's arise to do the work. We got two hands. We got two feet. Amen. We can be found faithful in the house of God. Amen. First off, the work of the Lord demands faithfulness to his house. Amen. If we're saved, we need to go to work. If we're saved, we need to be up and doing. Praise God. But there are multitudes that pretend to be. They say they are. Amen. But you can't tell it. Praise God. Oh God, help us to be faithful in the work of the Lord. What kind of curse comes upon people who are negligent about the work of the Lord? Will God take away our calling and give it to somebody else? Will God take away our crown and give it to somebody else? Paul said, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and departed unto Thessalonica. Yes. Amen. Well, I guess I do a lot of preaching about Demas, and he's not around to even hear it. But as I make an example of those that have left and gone from the place of the holy, maybe it'll be immunization. Maybe it'll be vaccination against further apostasy in the ranks of the church of the living God. Amen. What kind of curse comes upon them? Heaven's shut up. Amen. No rain. And then heaven's opened up and too much rain. Amen. The rivers in St. Louis, all the way from Jefferson City to St. Louis, amen, Illinois and Missouri are rising again just like they did a few years ago. Amen. You can't drive into St. Louis now without seeing the big sign about the casino gambling on the old Mississippi. Amen. Now the rains have come repeatedly, amen, to Indiana and to Ohio, amen, and the rivers are on the rise. And strange, all these floods come as casino gambling is going full swing, amen, in Rising Sun, Indiana, and getting ready to move in just as soon as they get their permits next door to Cincinnati at Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Amen. Our congressman and our governor is against casino gambling. But for some reason or other, we have a lottery in Ohio. They seem to think it's okay for the state to run a gambling operation. But it's not okay for the casino to run a gambling operation. Amen. No more good than the lottery is allegedly supposed to have done for the schools. We need to shut them all down forthrightly and claim the blessing of God. Amen. We need to vote out the casinos. Amen. And claim the blessing of God again. Amen. None of the farmers have done hardly any plowing or sowing all across the Midwest. They're further behind than they've ever been. The price of wheat, barley, corn, soybeans, it'll rise. Amen. But they are far behind in the farming operation in this land. The amazing thing about it is Iowa is having to plow under almost all of their winter wheat crop because they didn't have any moisture. They didn't have any snowfall to insulate it against some 60 days of near zero weather. Therefore, amen, the wheat crop in Iowa, amen, winter wheat crop has been killed by record cold and drought. Amen. In Texas, they've had drought. In the Ozarks of Missouri, down at Neosho, I asked one of the girls if they were having floods. She said, no, we're having drought. Amen. I said, but I heard that they was having floods in Jefferson City. She said, we don't live in Jefferson City. My goodness, the lines and the extremes are drawn today. Amen. I think it's time we got back to God's business, don't you? Back to doing God's work, praise God, and find out where our priorities are and put God first regardless of the cost. Amen. Well, we're busy today making money. Money we'll probably never need. Money we could get along without. And still put God first. Amen. God help us today. Amen. To seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Amen. Let's stand and pray. Father. Amen. Help us, Lord God, to do God's work with zeal. To do God's work with heart. To do God's work, O Lord God. O Lord. And realize that we're doing it as unto the Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray that souls that are lost and backsliders will find their way back to God. In these hours, I pray in Jesus' name. This short and closing time. My God, when we have such a short period, oh God, to get right with God. And only one chance to do it. Only one life to do it in. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, as they sing, let's draw close to God. Say, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Amen. Come on. Amen. God will thank you.
As they gambled for They chose the earthly trail. They didn't think of eternity as the soldiers drove the nails. Oh, will we learn from what they've done or make the same mistake? Jesus or the world, my friend, which one will you take? I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. I tried those earthly pleasures, oh, they fail. When we see the gates of heaven and we hear the Master say, me or the world, my friend, which one did you take? When the pages of my life have turned and my time's rolled away, all the deeds that I have done won't help me on that day. And all my earthly treasures that I have laid away be to me just a memory when you hear me say, oh, I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. I've tried those earthly pleasures, oh, they fail. When we see the gates of heaven and we hear the Master say,